Hello and a very warm welcome to the Holistic Astrology podcast from Bhagyashree Holistic Astrology. Do you remember the last time you went on a vacation? How did you feel after the vacation? Were you fresh? Were you rejuvenated? Did you feel like your life force and energy has suddenly been replenished and now you're ready to take on the world? I hope you felt that way, because the last time I went on a vacation, I completely lost touch of reality. I completely forgot what I needed to do, what series I was working on, who I had to talk to, and what my schedule was like. I was so engrossed in the holiday that I literally wiped my slate clean. And by literally, I mean literally. And this is exactly what's happening as Venus moves from Pisces into the sign of Aries. You already know that Venus is having a really good time in Pisces. This is where Venus goes into exaltation. And this is where Venus is able to present to you with its highest virtues as well. But no matter how comfortable the place, you always have to move out of it. So on April 25, Venus will be leaving Pisces and move into the sign of Aries. So let's figure out what that means for us. Now, the moment Venus moves into Pisces, it will immediately go combust. This is because Aries already has the mighty, fiery ball of fire sun placed there. The sign also houses Jupiter, but Jupiter will be staying here for at least 1 week. So the interaction between Venus and Jupiter will be very minimal. Just like we saw in the case of Mars and Venus in Pisces. As soon as Mars entered Pisces, Venus moved out of Pisces. And that's precisely what we are seeing here in the sign of Aries as well. Venus will enter the sign of Aries, and soon after that, Jupiter will be moving out of the sign of Aries. So the interaction between these two gurus will be minimal. Venus will stay in Aries till the 19th of May, and it will stay combust till the end of June. If you don't know what combustion is, it is a condition in which any planet comes very close to the sun. And because that planet comes very close to the sun, its powers are not really available to us as they should be. Technically, it is when a planet literally goes to hide behind the sun. So when you look at the planet from the Earth's perspective, it is technically behind the sun. So we cannot look at it. We cannot see it. And in astrological terms, that is what we call combustion. So people who follow Muhurats, For electional timing, for marriage, etc., they will not get married during this entire time, because between April and June, Venus will be combust and Jupiter will also be combust. So we will see a 4 week and an 8 week combustion of these two planets between April and June. And either of these two planets going combust is not considered auspicious for marriage ceremonies. So people who follow Muhurats will just avoid this time. For other people who don't believe in it, go ahead and do whatever you feel like. Now, when Venus transits Aries, Mars will be placed in Pisces. And this is important. Why? Because Aries is ruled by Mars and Mars is in Pisces. Again, Mars is sitting 12th to its own sign, and Venus and Mars have a 2-12 angle. And this is very similar to what Mars and Jupiter will be sharing for some time. Because when Mars enters Pisces, Jupiter will be in Aries for at least another week. And that's why they will have a beautiful exchange yoga between them two, which is called Parivartan Yoga. And because of this Parivartan Yoga, they will be sitting at a 2-12 angle from each other. That will change into a 3-11 angle as Jupiter moves into Taurus. But in the case of Venus, it will be a very strong 2-12 angle. So again, only one activity, only one sort of activity, only one planet is going to make it. So what happens now? Well, here, because of the 2-12 relationship between Venus and Mars, Venus will have a growing urge for pleasure, because Venus has just enjoyed pleasure in Pisces. So he wants more pleasure, but how will he derive that pleasure? He will do it via Martian activities. So pleasures of the flesh will become more important here. So in Pisces, Venus and its pleasures were all about rejuvenating and having fun and lying down and all that. But here in Aries, they are more active and they want to get things done. Use their flesh, use their muscles, use their blood. So what is the effect of Venus in Aries? Well, when Venus enters Aries, even though it is combust, it's looking for more pleasures. It's looking for new things that may give it some sort of high. So, and it wants a better high than the last time, right? It wants to get a new thrill, and it has to be more thrilling than the last time. And you see this in Mars as well. When Mars goes into exaltation in Capricorn, it achieves something. So that is done, completed, achieved. And then when Mars goes into the next sign of Aquarius, it's looking for new thrills. The same goes for Venus. When Venus is in Pisces, he has achieved something. And then when he moves into Aries, now he wants to tread into new territory and find new things, find new pleasures. So it's basically a hunt for pleasurable activities. Venus is now looking for new ways to keep itself engaged and to ensure that its senses are well taken care of. And usually this is done in a very physical manner. So physical activity increases in general. You'll see a lot more people coming out to walk or jog or working out at the gyms. But a larger number of people would love to go into the wild. There may be more interest in hiking, trekking, mountain climbing and things like that. A lot of people may suddenly feel like they need to go skiing. A lot of people will want to, enroll into some mountaineering course. And they want to go to Everest and they want to, have a flag on top of Everest. Now, whether or not they are qualified, whether or not they'll be able to do it, that's a different story. But the interest in general in such activities increases. A lot of people will be doing yoga, but they don't want to do yoga at home. They don't, they don't want to enjoy the usual setup. They want to go somewhere and have some, yogic lessons. And then during the daytime, they want to go and explore the mountains, things like that. Venus is the planet of relationships and attraction. And most importantly, it signifies romantic relationships in our lives, intimate relationships. But this time, when Venus is in Aries, he is more likely to be single. Number one, it's Aries. So Aries is like more self-centered and less about other people. And secondly, Venus is also combust because it's very close to the sun. And then Jupiter is also there in the mix. So Venus right now is not really into a relationship, okay? It's very comfortably single, working on itself, figuring out new ways to work on its own projects, getting its own thing done, learning new skills, enjoying new hobbies. That's what Venus likes to do. It wants to spend its time on itself. And if possible, it wants to go into the natural environment and enjoy things there. So Venus knows that nature is completely metal. Here, at least, in Aries. So, let's say when Venus was in Pisces, it was very loving and caring and, oh my God, so empathetic. But when Venus goes into Aries, it's aware that nature can be completely brutal as well. It is beautiful and it is brutal. And Venus kind of enjoys that setting. Venus kind of likes the fact that it can win over some weird aspects of nature and stay alive instead of feeling like, I want to sit in a hot spring and enjoy the bounty of nature. Nothing like it. It wants to win over nature, hopefully. So just like a hunter goes into a jungle to hunt for a prey, so does Venus go into the wild, uncharted territory, both literally and figuratively, because it wants something unique, new and fresh to enjoy. But again, Venus is all about relationships. So there will be an attraction, even though not very strong. There will be an attraction, and this will mostly be towards independent-minded people. People who do not go with the group. Now, these people are not rebels, okay? They don't want to go against something. They're not here to rebel against something. They just simply like to do their own thing. Like, if you're a man, you will definitely be attracted to a woman who's just doing her own thing. She's not tomboyish because she wants to prove a point. She is like that. That's what she enjoys. Now, reminds me of this beautiful anime called Tomocha is a Girl. So, Tomocha is Tomocha. And she's not trying too hard to become a woman. And she's not trying too hard to become a man. She's just her. So, you know, attraction towards athletic, strong, bold, independent-minded women, that increases significantly. But considering Venus's combust right now, it might not be like huge, more like an undercurrent. So, you know, you also don't want to go into a relationship instantly. Instead, you want to wait. You want to be friends. You want to enjoy some things together, right? Like Tomocha and Jin, they enjoy fighting together in their dojo. So you want to do that instead of going straight into a relationship. If you're a woman, you will be interested more in men who work in a very, what should I say, in a very male-dominated environment, in places where there are mostly men or mostly no women at all. Or if there are women, you know, even they are exhibiting some masculine expression. So athletes might be a lot more attractive right now. More than athletes, you know, military men, policemen, they may be a lot more attractive right now because they are working in environments where you will not find a large percentage of women. And even if there are women, they are taking on a very masculine sort of role. So overall, this environment is definitely not for passive people. If you are passive in life, you will find it very difficult to thrive while Venus is in Aries, especially when Sun and Jupiter is also placed here, and Mars will also be coming here sooner or later. So it's a very, you know, complicated position for very passive people. You have to be active and you have to go out. There is no other way. There is absolutely no way out. Get active, get out. Okay. And who will be affected the most because of it? Obviously, people who are born in the sign of Aries, they will be affected a lot more because these people are more interested in doing physical activities and bodybuilding specifically. They are more interested in going out and enjoying the wild and things like that. So the body, the flesh, that takes center stage. Doing things for yourself, that takes center stage. And this effect is going to be amplified by the Sun and multiplied by Jupiter. But because there is so much energy in this house, please make sure that you stay hydrated and please get more sleep than usual. Okay, so if you sleep for 7 hours, please try to sleep for 8 or 9 because you need it and you will be happier with a little more sleep. If you're born in Scorpio, please avoid getting addicted to anything. Okay, you're overdoing pleasurable activities and you really need to put a stop there. For the rest of us, regardless of our signs, whether we know it or not, the results will be, as I mentioned before, right? So we will be attracted towards masculine environments. We'll be attracted towards adventure, towards masculine expressions. We were more likely to be single, more likely to be working on ourselves, more likely to be sorting out our own issues instead of bringing somebody into our lives and expecting that everything will just go fine because we have somebody, you know, to take care of us. No, we're not like that. We'll take care of ourselves right now. That's precisely the point of what's happening with Venus in Aries. So I hope that you're able to use these energies. They are also important. I hope you're able to use them for your own good and bettering yourself and hopefully giving yourself a complete makeover. You know, that would be fantastic. And if you want to join, the mini makeover plan is open. You can come in and you can join the 12 weeks of the plan. And don't worry, it's not just 12 weeks. You can take your own sweet time and complete it within an year if things don't work out for you. You're completely free to take it as you like and to enjoy life, to learn more and to change and improve yourself for the better, right? So if you want to come and be a part of it, please do. I'd be glad to talk to you. I'll be glad to get in touch and I'll be glad to help you out with things. Take care. Good luck.